On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Health is calling for calm amid an outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in eThekwini. The first six cases were reported last week at several schools, but the department says there's no need for panic.
It's a common viral infection and it mainly affects infants and children. We have recorded 36 cases and these cases, they are around the northern parts of eThekwini Metro.
An outbreak team this week visited nine affected schools in Phoenix, Greenwood Park and Umhlanga. The disease, which lasts between 7 to 10 days, is spread through direct contact with infected people or objects. The children experience flu-like symptoms, including a fever, tiredness, sore throat and blisters. The department's Babongile Mhlongo is urging schools to practice good hygiene.
I think we're going back to what we used to do during COVID-19, where we're saying people need to wash hands, they need to make sure that surfaces are cleaned regularly, and children should avoid direct contact with people that are already infected. And hence we're saying, for those kids that are still presenting with symptoms, we are really encouraging that they be kept at home. But once the blisters have gone down, they can come back to school.
Two more KZN Public Works officials have been sacked over a multi-million rand corruption scandal. The dismissals follow the recent axing of the supply chain director in the matter. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
In a statement, the department says the officials had been suspended since last year for awarding over 50 million rand to a construction company and failing to notice that it submitted competing bids for the department's tenders. It says the two officials were both found guilty of gross misconduct and failing to uphold their oversight responsibilities. One was the chief financial officer, who was found to have failed to address budget violations and maintain documents and minutes. Public Works MEC Martin Meyer says he hopes the outcomes will discourage other officials from neglecting their duties, including mitigating risk and preventing wasteful spending. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A U.S. judge has ordered the lifting of the funding freeze on aid programs. The Trump administration had halted foreign aid funding and ordered thousands of internationally based staff to return to the U.S. It had also started slashing the U.S. Agency for International Development headcount of 10,000 employees to around 300. The agency has an annual budget of $42.8 billion, representing 42% of humanitarian aid dispersed worldwide. The new court order also stops the government from issuing, implementing, enforcing, or otherwise giving effect to terminations, suspensions, or stop work orders in relation to existing contracts. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. There's football action this weekend with Durban City in action at the Chatsworth Stadium. The Sharks are in the Highveld this weekend for a derby. And the Hollybets Dolphins captain Marcus Ackermann says his team has been prepped well ahead of the One Day Cup campaign.